Hello there. There are times when I'm reading anthropological texts that I get very excited, because I come across a bit of information that can be related to business. And I'd like to read you such an excerpt from Beyond the Original Affluent Society by Neurit Bird David. The Original Affluent Society that he talks about is a book, and the book Marshall Sahlins basically talks about a tribe and how he calls it the Original Affluent Society because he found that on average, per adult man per day, they work about 3 to 5 hours, which means that their work to leisure time ratio is fantastic, and they have so fewer needs that they lack so little, and therefore they are quite happy. And often, as Neurit Bird David remarks, their work isn't even seen as a burden, because, to quote, most men and women approach their economic activities enthusiastically. Women often go fishing with their children as a way of filling an hour or two after other work which has been completed. Now, the bit I want to read to you is more about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, people often have huge dreams, like me, and you try and plan it all the way. And the strange thing is, well, you can't plan it because you can't see the future. There is a forest. And so I'd like to read to you about what the tribes do. Seeing constitutes a crucial moment in hunting and gathering activities. They often set off from their huts with no particular sense of what they want to acquire in mind and collect what they happen to see on their way. Moreover, although it is impossible to see far ahead in the forest, they often do not even plan their route, instead going in the direction which seems best at the time. Again, they rarely request the natural agencies to produce more resources. They use, for example, very few, if any, magical means to try to improve their luck in hunting, fishing, and other endeavours. Seeing also establishes right of first access to resources in the forest, and this is particularly noticeable with respect to certain valued resources. So there in that paragraph, we see that often, because of the forest, because you can't see far into the future, you shouldn't try to plan. Instead, you should just try to see what happens on your way. That's it for now. Hopefully I shall start using Audioboo a bit more often as I come across snippets of information within this vast library of anthropological text. Peace out.